Well, welcome to this episode of Insomnia Radio. This is episode number 196. My name is Dave.
My name is Caroline.
And we are most definitely not your regular presenting crew. We actually hail from the Bugcast over at thebugcast.org. And we have been invited by Chris to host this particular episode. So bear with us. That's all I can say.
Yeah, because it's all different, and all the knobs are in the wrong place. So.
they all say A in this room as well.
Yeah.
Now, what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be doing a nice selection of music that we have chosen from our favourites of the Bugcast over the last 13 plus years.
Well, actually, it's not over the last 13 years. It's about the last 12 years because we didn't have new ones in there. It only went up to episode 500 and something. We're on 684.
And this, people, is what you'd expect if you come and listen to the podcast. No, you are factually correct. Yeah. But
what it does for us, though, is it means we get to visit some old favourites.
Yeah.
And remind ourselves why we particularly like those tracks.
Precisely.
There's at least a couple of artists in there that we still play regularly on the podcast. So it's quite a nice little deja vu, but also a, not heard them for a while.
Well, play this one.
So, this is Sugar Lab with Dernier Burr.
Je sens bien que tu t'ennuies. On va pas y passer la nuit. Viens, on rentre avant minuit. C'est comme si on était parti. Dernier verre. J'espère que rien on oublie. On attend que le son soit fini. On dit au revoir à nos amis. C'est comme si on était déjà parti. Dernier verre. Promis. Vient de commencer. Tu devrais boire un café, ça devrait te réveiller. J'ai vraiment envie de rester et toute la nuit en profiter. Dernier verre. On n'est pas si fatigué, même tes pieds se mettent à danser. Tu t'es arrêté de bailler, les autres continuent de broyer. Dernier verre, promis on part. Premier, dernier verre, un peu de patience, on va y aller. Dernier pas de danse pour faire honneur
under the surface. Diving into deep new life, new faces. Mind is falling asleep. Salvation. I'm drowning in uncertainty. Life is going on and I'm sorry for every word I said and every lie I still command. But I can't regret the things I've done, 'cause I need the movement.
Kid at Heart with Hello. Now, this is a bit of a sad story because I love this tune so much. It's one of my favourite tunes we've ever played on the show. Starts off acoustic, goes electronic, goes full band, and it's the only song they've ever produced.
Aww.
So, Kid at Heart was a collaboration between Keezost and JC Vogt. Now, JC Vogt has done other music and he does have a good number of tracks on Jamendo. However, the only online presence to Kid at Heart is at SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/kid-at-heart-ulm. don't know. But the only track on there is the one you just heard. So there's no point in going there.
Oh, that's sad.
So it's a bit of a shame because I would have loved to have heard what more stuff they had to do. But yeah, the collaboration was from Germany.
And also sad, Sugar Lab with the amazing Dernier Vert from Paris in France don't seem to exist anymore either.
What's going on?
They were an amazing band. But I mean, it was quite some time before we played them. I have to say, we played them a while ago, but not as long ago as my shock that I'm getting old when I realise there's another Scream film out this year and it's 25 years after the original. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Sugar Lab were from Paris in France. They said, Sugar Lab, two words to define a music group carried by a contagious joie de vivre. Two words that embody the iconoclastic creativity of three characters liked by an immoderate taste for music and rhythm. And two words, finally, to title a melting pop album, the first of its kind. You can still find out a bit about them on Reverb Nation as Sugar Lab. And there's a couple of other tracks on there as well. I mean, we did get in touch with them, didn't we? They were quite pleased that we played them. And
yeah,
they kind of joined the chat room at one point. On the podcast, by the way, just a little plug there.
Cha-ching.
Before we move on to the next track, though, Dave has to correct a boo-boo.
I do have to correct a boo-boo because I didn't tell you what the first song was that we played. And I'm so sorry. I have to continue the sadness. The first track you heard at the beginning of the show was Filthy Kicks with Break the Addiction. Filthy Kicks don't appear to exist anymore. So I don't know what we're doing playing lots of tracks from artists that don't seem to be active anymore, other than the fact of introducing you, hopefully, for the first time to music that you've never heard before. You can still find the music around Tinterwebs. It's just that you won't get anything new from them. So you can find out more over at facebook.com/filthykicks. They do have a Facebook page active. The last post, I think, on there was 2019 when they announced the album release of one of their members. Now, this, I believe, is the only track that we're playing on this particular episode that for which the artist has been played on an Insomnia Radio show before.
Ah.
So Stuart played Crave by Filthy Kicks on IRUK and also featured them on A Daily Dose back in 2010. But I don't think that track, the one we played, has actually been played anywhere on the Insomnia Radio network before. That track was taken from the band's only album, Dirty Little Secret, which was released in 2009, not 2019, as I put in my show notes. Hopefully, at this point in the show, you'll realise how we work.
We've never forgotten to back announce an artist. We are usually a little bit more professional on the podcast, and I say a little
what
bit.
What show do
we're
you go to?
We're not perfect, but we don't do too badly.
No, we don't. We don't. And hopefully also you'll start to understand a little bit about our musical tastes. Caroline tends to go for the quirky kind of stuff, and I tend to go for the slow and contemplative stuff. It's interesting. But I'm hopeful that you will find something, at least one of the eight tracks that we're playing on
this show.
Yeah,
I was about to question you there, but pretty much everything that I'm playing this evening is quirky. Although, I don't think the next artist is quirky. They're just fantastic.
That was going to be my exception.
And I will point out to people that this is an artist that are very much still going, and we're still in contact, and they're doing some amazing stuff at the moment, including playing the Viper Rooms in LA. This is Mercury and the Architects with Machine.
Lay down your arms to the hand that feeds. You're dead wrong if you think you're free. Cough up your bones and gear the machine. You're dead wrong if you think you're free.
What if we fed them more garbage? They wouldn't even ever know they're starving. What if we strung up the artist? Just another way to bring the people back to darkness. What if we bought out the markets and owned their apartments and local police departments? Who are hiring in hopes of finding who's conspiring and what's hidden under their carpets? We could rig the system up to fail. Just bought the jails and pumped up the bail. Just passed a bill just for a mil, no big deal. If you pull enough weight, you could tip the scale. If you preach enough hate, you could change the mindset. And I bet we'll get the people voting for a tyrant in no time. They'll be living to watch television, victims of the times. And the poison the food. They could hold the system up for ransom if he's not. Would he put a lien on his mansion? Came from riches to riches, that's business. Ever since we put the pagan in Christmas, secret wisdom turned a man to a god. Remember when religion used to keep man in the dark? Every role plays a part, all machines need cogs. Got the blueprint to prevent the next Steve Jobs.
Hello.
also, as Caroline quite rightly points out, I have a bit of a penchant for Quirk as well. That was A is for Atom with The White Dress. A is for Atom is Mike Sikorski, a singer-songwriter-producer from Brooklyn in New York. The White Dress lets Mike tap into his literary side, conjuring a lyric that finds Emily Dickinson's lover faced with the pressure of writing back to the celebrated poet, incorporating a number of references to Dickinson, Robert Frost, and more along the way. That track was taken from his Song for You EP, which was released in 2014. You can find out more about A is for Atom over at his official website, aisforatom.com. And from what I can tell, he is still active, which is good.
That's good. And like I said before that, it was Mercury and the Architects with Machine from Los Angeles in California. The words I wish to have said, the sound of my darkest and brightest moments, my story is the same as yours. Mercury and the Architects is a cinematic music experience. And actually, since that was written, they've grown and grown. They've been doing really well. There's some solo stuff from TJ Ferranola and Lindsay, who's the female vocalist, and Ray, which is TJ's sister, does loads of artwork. And it's just a joy to see how much they're growing. It's really, really quite cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can find out more by checking out Mercury and the Architects, and do check them out because they've got some cracking stuff coming out at the moment.
Yes.
So next up, this is a real flashback. Yes, flashback.
I love this song.
This is Diablo Swing Orchestra with Balrog Boogie.
We'll be right back. They said all you are is a small part in the system. Fighting for your recognition is your condition. As you question what they say, when you find
that was Aphemia with Sacrifice. Aphemia is an alternative electronic rock metal band combining influences such as Nine Inch Nails, Cell Dweller, Muse Disturbed and Devin Townsend. They're from Derby in the UK and little bit of an admission. I actually work with one of the band, which is how I found out about them in the first place. They have got some amazing material out there. I nearly played their track Chemical, which is like 8.5 minutes long. But I thought the way we've done the show this time round, Caroline has gone... I went first. So Caroline has the ender of the show. Chemical is definitely an ender track. No question about that at all. If, and it's a big if, we ever get invited back, I might play it as the ender for that show. We shall see. You can find out more about Aphemia over at their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Aphemia Band. And that track was taken from, I'm doing live searching as we speak, was taken from their Terminus EP that was released, I think, in 2017.
Yes. Why were you doing searching? Because it was right there in the show notes.
I'd forgotten I'd written it down there.
Ha! I could have interrupted and said, oh, was that Terminus 2017? I looked really clever. Before that, it was Diablo Swing Orchestra with Balrog Boogie. And avant-garde Swedish metal band from Stockholm in Sweden. That's taken from their first EP, The Butcher's Ballroom, which was released in 2009. Now, that was their only album that was released in Creative Commons. They've gone mainstream since, and they are still active to this day. But I listened to a track recently, and they're experimenting with different sounds.
Yeah.
So you can find out more by checking them out on Facebook at facebook.com/Diablo Swing Orchestra. And they have oodles of stuff. They're well worth a listen because it's all kind of based around, an orchestra that could be linked to the devil and stuff like that. And only the people that are descendants of the originals are invited. And it could all be a bit of marketing, but it's quite cool.
It's something to think about, isn't it?
Yes. So we are going to do a last track. Do you need to do any blurb first?
Yes. Before you do that, and I'm actually looking forward to this last track. I love this track to pieces, but Caroline, I'll tell you in a moment. Just a little bit of housekeeping, just to let you know that all the artists we've played this evening, we will put their links to their relevant websites or Facebook profiles over in the show notes at insomniaradio.net. Look up the notes for IR Main Show 196, and all the details will be in there. Next, in 2 weeks' time, there will be another main show coming forward. I don't yet know who that's going to be. It'd probably be Jack. It might be Chris. We shall find out anyway. But it's been a pleasure to host this as a guest, has it not?
Yes, nice to take over for a bit.
Yes. Yeah. I think the last time we did a takeover show for anybody was Rowley.
Yeah.
When we took over Dark Compass. That must have been 2010, so 11 years ago. So it's nice to have the opportunity.
I suppose Made in the UK was slightly takeover shows.
Well, was it?
Because kind of, it was more of a
Yeah, it was more of a collaborative thing. Never mind.
Well, so, you'll know if we did all right if we're invited back. You know, we can't say where or when it'll be, but
I have been speaking to Chris throughout the recording of this, and I have said that obviously it's a big if. If we get invited back, but we shall see. We shall see. If we're invited back, we'd love to play some more amazing music.
Well, hopefully this next track encourages people to invite us back, because this is an amazingly hilarious track.
It could go one of two ways, and I do not mean that to be amusing.
Yeah. So we used to, back on in the day on the podcast, always have a funny song. And this was one of those funny songs. It was from something called The Fump, which is the Funny Music Project. He's from Utah.
I don't have any more information about that other than he's from Utah.
Yep. He's called Robert Lund. And this song is 99 Words for Boobs.
We will hopefully catch you soon.
Bye.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds. Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, jello molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs.
Humpty Dumplings, hearty boys. Double lattes, ode to joys. Hooters, shooters, physics, tutors. Bobsy twins and bald commuters. Double, double UMDs, MREs and PFBs. Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes. 99 words for boobs. Gerber servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow zonkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi's thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Chi Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softballs, Siamese twins, your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob too.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.